This is Ted Kennedy. It was a narrow victory and a well-deserved victory, too, for President Clinton's economic plan. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's hard to believe that on an issue as important as the economy, Republicans decided to play the role of die-hard obstructionists. Not a single Republican in Congress voted for the president's plan. President Clinton and Democrats in Congress deserve real credit, Al. They put together a credible deficit reduction plan that passed the House and the Senate. No thanks to any Republican. It's the largest deficit reduction plan ever. For each dollar in new taxes, there's a dollar in real spending cuts. 80% of the new taxes come from wealthy citizens earning over $200,000 a year. It's the only realistic hope, Al, for putting the economy on an even keel and curbing the runaway federal budget deficits of the past 12 years. It deserved a bipartisan vote of support, Al, not a partisan vote of obstruction.
If Republicans are guilty of obstruction, then so are the majority of Americans who in poll after poll overwhelmingly rejected this highest tax increase in the history of the world. Here was the first White House budget to pass the liberal Democrat-controlled Congress in over a decade. Remember those stinging words you used for every single Reagan-Bush budget, dead on arrival? Now that is obstruction. While Democrats pat themselves on the back, Americans will start a little lower on the anatomy as the deficit keeps right on growing. Why? Because 80% of these so-called spending cuts are slated to occur after the next presidential election. History teaches us that Democrats never keep a spending cut promise, ever. But could this mean Democrat tax invaders will stop their usual taxpayer harassment? Not on your life. Just like the Terminator, Ted Kennedy and company will be back to tax ill-fated Americans again and forever. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.